Let's talk about some effective crisis communication strategies to survive a challenge, either a natural disaster or a pandemic or anything that's outside of our control that negatively impacts our business that we need to respond and react to. So we can survive that, but not only survive it, come out stronger on the other end of it to supersize, grow, and build our business. I think of five areas we want to address with this, or five strategies. The first, of course, is to embrace transparency and authenticity. The worst thing you can do if your business runs into a challenge of any type, it could be a regulatory challenge like we talked about the other day. It could be a natural disaster like a hurricane, a tsunami, a tornado. We have tornadoes where I live. Floods, snowstorms. We have blizzards and snowstorms. Anything, or even a personnel or an inappropriate behavior by someone within our organization. How are we going to communicate and survive that? Well, the number one thing you need to do is own up to your mistake, own up to what went wrong, even if it was outside of your control, and be truthful and honest in how you're going to deal with it. Secondly, we need to establish clear lines of communication. People need to know how we are going to communicate within our organization and out to the outside world, to all the different stakeholders that are involved in a crisis that involves our organization. And we need to be able to communicate with employees. We need to be able to communicate with the community and let them know what the expectations are of how we're handling it and what's going to happen. But we have to have established those ahead of time. That's the third strategy, is to anticipate and prepare for potential crises, I guess. We, in the manufacturing world, which is pretty much where I grew up professionally, I guess personally and professionally, I've been in manufacturing since I was 13 years old. How we handle crisis, how we have action plans in place and what if scenarios is just part of how we do business in the manufacturing sector. So we always have contingency plans in place. And what are you going to do if this type of thing happens? But we need to anticipate those. We need to do risk management or risk assessments and find out we don't even need to know the probability. We need to just have a bunch of scenarios. And if this happens, this is how we're going to communicate and respond. This is what we're going to do. We have to have those in place. And then again, in manufacturing, we did this a lot. Quarterly in some organizations, we would plan and work through a different scenario as if it was happening in our organization. At least the management and leadership teams would. And they'd involve key individuals who have areas of responsibility in handling the crisis. But we would do mock, like some industries like do mock trials in the legal industry. We would do mock crisis. We'd have a crisis and we would work through it exactly as if it were really happening to learn where the holes were in our contingency plans. Because guess what? Almost every plan has a hole in it somewhere that we don't anticipate until tested. Then we're going to monitor and respond to feedback as part of our communication strategies. When a crisis or when a challenge happens, we're going to listen to the people that are communicating with us, because remember, the vast majority of stakeholders and people that are impacted aren't going to be telling us anything. So we need to listen to the feedback and again, analyze and respond to it in a way that's appropriate. And then finally, the fifth strategy is always to continuously improve, learn, and adapt from what happens. So what are some examples? We've all been through the COVID-19 pandemic. If you're hearing me now, I guarantee you've been through it because you're still here. How did you handle that crisis on both a personal and a professional level, right? Were you transparent and authentic in how you talked about and dealt with your current and your personal experience with that situation? I know I'm pretty transparent about it. I found that I learned a lot about myself during that 2020, 2021 time period in terms of my resilience, my ability to be flexible and try different things and keep moving forward in spite of the things that were outside of my control. Did you establish and do you have now in place for your business and for you personally, lines of communication, clear lines of communication? People that had never heard of online video, Zoom, etc., are now experts in it, especially people like my mom's age are experts in. She has turned 87. Have you set contingency plans in place for another possible crisis? Do you do mock run-throughs at your business? And if not, at least annually I would highly recommend that you're doing something like that. You should also do an annual review of your contingency plans, no matter what type of business you have in, because we learned from the pandemic that absolutely everything and anything imaginable can be impacted by outside forces, whether we believe that they're possible or could happen or not. That was proof positive to each and every one of us, at least in my lifetime, that things we couldn't believe would ever happen. And I shake my head every day at some of the stuff that's going on in our world, because they happen. And even if they're not right or fair in our mind, they still happen. And then finally, I will always end everything that I do with continuous improvement and learning. If I'm not taking the lessons learned, the things that went really, really well from anything that I'm doing, and doing more of that, and then learning from the things that I screw up, because like human beings, we screw up stuff pretty much every day, and there's always a lesson to be learned in that. If we learn the lesson, guess what? We don't usually have to repeat that mistake too many times. But if we don't learn the lesson, it comes back around in ways that we couldn't even have imagined. So that's our topic for today. I would love to know how you've handled a crisis. Do you have a crisis management system in place? Do you test your crisis management system? And if not, why not? Because I'm sure there's a reason. Share in the comments below so that we can learn from one another. That's it. Any questions? Ask. Otherwise, I'll be with you tomorrow with another strategy that you can use to grow and build and supersize your business. Have an awesome day.